ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。このテストはパート1とパート2の2つのタイプがあります。問題用紙に書いてある指示文をよく読んでください。放送中メモを取っても構いません。では始めます。パート1。英文を聞き、その質問に答えなさい。その答えとして最も適切なものを一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は二度読まれます。
Part 1, Number 1.
When Yuri got up yesterday, breakfast was ready. Bread, salad, an apple, and milk were on the table. She enjoyed them all.After the meal, Yuri wanted to have some tea. Her mother made some for her. But Yuri remembered that her teacup was broken. So she used a paper cup that morning. Now she wants to buy a new teacup.
Question A. What is one thing that Yuri didn't have for breakfast?Question B. Why did Yuri use a paper cup yesterday?
When Yuri got up yesterday, breakfast was ready. Bread, salad, an apple, and milk were on the table. She enjoyed them all. After the meal, Yuri wanted to have some tea. Her mother made some for her.But Yuri remembered that her teacup was broken. So she used a paper cup that morning. Now she wants to buy a new teacup.
Question A. What is one thing that Yuri didn't have for breakfast? Question B. Why did Yuri use a paper cup yesterday?
Part 1, Number 2.
This Friday is Kumi's mother's birthday, so she went to a department store to buy something for her mother. On the second floor, she saw a lot of flowers. She liked some of them, but they were too expensive. On the third floor, there were so many bags. They looked nice to Kumi, but maybe not to her mother.Kumi looked for some interesting books on the fourth floor. She didn't find anything good that day. She has 4 days before her mother's birthday.
Question A. When did she go to the store? Question B. Why didn't she buy flowers at the store?
This Friday is Kumi's mother's birthday, so she went to a department store to buy something for her mother. On the second floor, she saw a lot of flowers. She liked some of them, but they were too expensive. On the third floor, there were so many bags. They looked nice to Kumi, but maybe not to her mother. Kumi looked for some interesting books on the fourth floor. She didn't find anything good that day.She has 4 days before her mother's birthday.
Question A. When did she go to the store? Question B. Why didn't she buy flowers at the store?
パート2の問題に入ります。パート2。この問題は対話を聞き、その最後の文に対する応答として最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。例題を聞いてください。対話が読まれます。
Let's play basketball tomorrow.
No, I can't. I have to stay home.
Then how about Sunday?
ここでは、えが正しい答えになります。では、実際の問題を放送しますので、準備してください。対話は2度読まれます。
Part 2, Number 1.
You look pale. What's the matter?
Well, I didn't sleep well last night. And I have a headache.
Maybe you should leave early today. You look pale. What's the matter?
Well, I didn't sleep well last night. And I have a headache.
Maybe you should leave early today.
Part 2, Number 2.
I'm looking for a box. I want to put these books in it.
Do you need a large one?
Not really.I'm looking for a box. I want to put these books in it.
Do you need a large one?
Not really.
Part 2, Number 3.
Hi, Takuya. Did you do your homework?
What? Did we have homework? Which subject are you talking about?
Our science teacher gave us a lot in the class 3 days ago. Hi, Takuya. Did you do your homework?
What? Did we have homework? Which subject are you talking about?
Our science teacher gave us a lot in the class 3 days ago.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。次の問題に入ってください。